Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population news.
Population.
Braunohler. Oh, my God. Kurt Braunohler. This is going to be bananas on this show. See how we're kind of.
It's immediately.
It's a wonderful merging
of. Crossover episode.
Your podcast is so great. This podcast, we all kind of are doing a very similar thing.
Touch on crazy stories that happen in the world.
I will never forget. Your awesome bit about, I saw a tree trunk the other day that had, oh, I don't know, 15,000 bees in it. And I was just thinking, that is the beginning of why you are exploring the stories that you explore when you're just like, someone is so dumb that they don't
notice. Not just dumb, but like willfully ignoring.
Ignoring
a reality.
Thousands and thousands of bees in their house.
And what they're referencing is that a woman had 120,000 bees in her ceiling.
In her ceiling.
And that's the moment where she called the city. Like after 120,000. So I do have a bit about it that's
15,
like very long.
15,000, yeah. You're exactly. Like, why would you call it?
Here's the best part.
One
that
bee, and I'd be like, call the goddamn exterminator.
Yeah. Wait, what's our problem here?
The best part is that it happened again.
To that woman?
To the same woman.
No!
And it was again 120,000 bees.
Fool me with 120,000 bees once. Shame on you. Fool me with 120,000 bees in my ceiling twice.
You people can look it up. It's in Decatur, Georgia, folks.
Hey,
amazing.
How long before she was like, it's happening again? Do you think at like 3,000, she was like, this isn't the same issue?
There must be something going on where she's just like, I'm ignoring bees. Yeah. I'm going
at a certain
out of
point,
my way.
This is like I Am Legend, where when someone tells you he's the problem, because the creatures are the majority. He goes out at night and captures and kills them. He's the problem. So eventually, she's the nuisance to the bee. It's
guys,
their house.
Guys,
they have a woman in their house.
If you're one to 120,000, yeah, you're the odd
you're
man.
You're the problem.
Out.
They called their exterminator to get rid
alone.
Of this bitch.
They're trying to get her out of there.
So
who's the queen?
Maybe she's the queen.
Maybe she is the
we
queen.
Don't
and she
even
doesn't
know.
Realize
she
that
has
she's
no
a queen.
Idea. She's like, sending out pheromones. She's not
such
aware
a queen.
Of.
She's going to be on RuPaul's Drag right. Race
she's,
next year.
She's the unapologetic queen. All right, that's a great place to start. Dan, we got dumb
stories.
The world's getting dumber as we speak. We can only fight back with comedy. Who sent in this story, Daniel?
Carlene McDermott at
She Be Carlene. We met someone else this weekend
who said, I'm a podcast listener and I'm not She Be Carlene.
And we're like,
wow,
that's great.
She's
like,
I never. So she not Carlene, or they not
she
Carlene?
Not be
they
Carlene.
Not, at they not Carlene.
No. But her name was something B something else, and I was
really?
You gotta send one in, because then
so
you'll
funny.
Be like Julie B.
So and so.
It's like Toys R Us.
Anyway. This comes from the UK. Okay. UK.news.yahoo.
Perfect.
Drunk woman smashed neighbor's cars with plank of wood. So we just have a good old fashioned neighborhood fight.
Or a woman fighting a car.
Yeah, either
sure.
Or.
Yeah.
What did you
Hacksaw
say?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan style.
What did you say to me? She says to the car.
Right.
She
windshield wipers go.
Yeah. She's like,
she just saw Herbie.
Oh, I know you did.
Very
just
violent Herbie.
Yeah.
Remember Herbie?
I do remember.
How many Herbies did they make? They rebooted Herbie with Lohan, didn't they?
They rebooted Herbie.
With Lohan.
With Lohan.
Lohan rebooted a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean,
she
nothing
rebooted
better Parent Trap.
Parent Trap
is
didn't
really
she do
good.
Freaky Friday at one point?
She did. Mean Girls is a reboot of Heather's.
Freaky Friday. She did Heather. She rebooted her relationship with her father.
That's yes, good.
That was a reboot.
Okay, here we go. A woman who smashed up her neighbor's cars. I'm gonna let you guys just for fun. How many cars?
What do you think?
I'm saying tops two.
Okay, tops two.
Five. I don't know why this number is stuck in my head, but 120,000.
A woman who smashed up three. Well, way to go.
I'm close. You're not going over, folks.
Three cars. Got it, bud.
Three cars. Smashed up three of her neighbor's cars in a drunken rage after a dispute about parking has been convicted of common assault and criminal damage.
Dan, you have a great bit in your current set about parking. Is that still in there?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what a parking space. Yeah, people get mad about a parking
space. I saw a TikTok in Vancouver. These people did not think, like, they don't think people should be allowed to park in front of their house on the street.
So what, they, in Vancouver?
Yes. And so they call the cops, and then the cops are like,
yeah, they can.
They can park.
They're allowed, yes.
And then she's like, will you tell them to move? And then the woman in front of the cop is like, you move, I'm going to do something to you. And she's like, what do you want me to do with this? Yeah. And then the cop's like, if you guys don't want people, you have to petition the city to the street regulations changed.
He's like, I'm going to throw a bunch of things that you'll never do. Yeah. You'll never do any of these things. Right. You got to write a letter. Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's not
It's already off. This morning, I was parked in a parking lot. I was bringing my son to speech therapy. Mm-hmm. And I'm parked in the parking lot. It's a small parking lot. It's in Silver Lake. Mm-hmm. But there's ample room for you to pull in and go park in another parking spot. And this woman just simply parks blocking the entire exit and entrance to the parking lot, and she's walking past me, and I go,
hey,
ma'am. Oh, and I'm like literally holding my son, and I'm like, oh, I have to get, it was so crazy. It was like, block, and I was like, I have to get out. And she's like, yeah, well, your car's so big that I couldn't even get in. And I literally looked at the space, and the space was
so
way larger than a car needed
so she
to drive
was
by.
She was making a point to you.
She was trying to show you.
Yeah, she was
you
trying to share. And, but how by, dare you have but a by just leaving her car, blocking an entire, it was so insane.
To be fair, you do drive Arnold Schwarzenegger's old Hummer, which I thought was too much of a bit for you, but you were like, I like this. People will think it's funny.
I actually modified it. It's two connected together.
Two molded Hummers.
And it's electric. And it's electric.
It is electric.
You have one on a hitch. You have one on a hitch that isn't being driven.
One whole one is a battery.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
And I said, you have to move your car. She says, yeah, well, you have to wait. I go, I'm not waiting.
Yeah.
And literally holding my child. Yeah. But then I'm like, are we just two parents who both have children who have speech delays?
Right.
Like, are we going to have a fight in the parking lot?
Did you say,
like, it's so not
listen
worth it.
To the words I'm saying
and how I'm
and
saying
and how eloquently I'm putting these words and enunciating. Get your fucking car out of the...
And then hold my son and just say, can you say it? Fuck you.
And he did it. And you're like, look
we're making
that.
Strides.
He can say
it. Don't you just, I want to in that moment, like Zach Morris timeout, everything. And just to her go, I get that you currently feel like my car upset you. But can we both admit something else has made you mad today?
Yeah.
And I'm just the closest punching bag for whatever hurt you before this.
And also to
and
say.
And I would love for her to go, yes.
And also to admit that this is an irrational response to a car that is parked in a parking spot in a parking lot.
Right.
I wasn't
even
parked improperly.
True. Can we admit mine is a non-purposeful inconvenience on your life? Even if true, which we're not saying is mine is a non-purposeful inconvenience on your life, and yours is a deliberate act
choice.
Of aggression.
Yes.
Choice. Can we just admit that that's what we're doing? Even if that's what what's happening, which isn't what's happening.
And then can we go over the list of other ways you could have handled it? You could have driven up and said, sir, can you just slide over a little bit? And I would have been like,
of course.
Or driven in and just banged your door on my door.
This world probably doesn't exist, but maybe even go, would you mind, could you let me pull in first and then will you pull in after me? I probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Then I would have loved if you would have come to some sort of a peaceful agreement, walked over to her and hugged her, and as you're hugging her, drop your son.
Or go get a wood plank and start smashing
Let's
the shit.
Get into it,
Paul Williams. You just go, it's not your fault.
Yeah. So instead, what I did was I put my son in the car and I drove over the curb.
Good.
Smart.
Good.
Perfect.
Shade on this woman. This is three words in the beginning of a sentence. Unemployed Annette Keeley.
Oh, God.
Why?
That's
why
how we're identifying her?
Why?
Unemployed right off the bat. Come on, the UK.
What does she do for a living?
Human failure, Annette Kinney.
Woman who can't hold it together, Annette Kinney.
Keeley.
Unhirable Annette Keeley.
Unemployed Annette Keeley. That's somebody who works at this newspaper or publication knows her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, making a choice.
Yeah. Unemployed Annette Keeley had consumed wine and whiskey before attacking the vehicles with a 3-foot piece of wood.
Who says after a bottle of wine, I think it's time to move on to whiskey?
But also in the police report, where do they ask, well, what exactly did you drink?
Right.
Being drunk is the point. It's not like, how drunk are you?
No one was there to see what she had. Right, this is what she's telling
that's
you.
An open bar combo.
You blew
an open bar combo.
Do you have any more wine left? Well, we're moving on to whiskey.
Ma'am, here's the
I'm
deal.
I'm drinking the W's today.
You blew a 0.12. 0.07 of it was wine.
Sure. Technically,
0.05 was whiskey. I just want you to know the breakdown.
This is the breakdown.
Also, 3 feet piece of wood is a proximity weapon. Like, that's just what's there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
3 foot piece of wood is just laying on the ground and we're like, we're going.
This.
And also, that's just a one-armed thing. You're not doing double arm.
Well, it's more
you're
of
just
a flail.
Tapping. You're tapping. Yeah. If you're making damage, you're strong. This woman is strong.
The court heard she went on the rampage on the evening of February 3rd because of an ongoing argument about car parking spaces outside of her home in Worcester. I'm just combining. Exactly. Prosecutor Sareem Afsar, sounds like a great lawyer name.
Sareem Afsar.
Said that one of the victims of vehicle damage
is the Supreme Afsar.
You ready for this person's name? This is the victim of vehicle damage.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear it.
So they own a car.
Yeah.
That car got damaged with a 3 foot piece of wood. This is their name. Mr. Breakwell.
Mr. Breakwell.
Look at that.
It did not break so well for him.
Which probably was a pitch name for Samuel L. Jackson's character in Unbreakable.
Yeah, Mr. Breakwell.
They call me Mr. Breakwell. Like, nah, we can punch this up.
It's too much. It's too much.
Do you remember the episode with John Glazer, Officer Breakbone?
Bone Break.
Bone Break.
Breakwell.
Officer Bone Break.
Mr. Breakwell went outside after hearing his car alarm going off, which also I applaud him for because nowadays I feel like most people just ignore every car alarm.
Or just stay inside just going beep, 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 just trying to make it stop.
We're so sorry, Mr. Breakwell.
I think most people with their car alarms that go as far as, is that me? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's me.
Yeah.
And then they leave it.
Yeah,
take a look
it sounds like my horn,
right.
But...
Mr. Breakwell went outside after hearing his car alarm going off and had to try to reason with the defendant.
Oh, my God.
This is his attempt at a wine whiskey drunk woman with a 3 feet piece of wood hitting
and
a car.
Rising.
He told her to calm down and go back inside.
That's a great thing.
Oh, because it's his neighbor.
It is
his neighbor.
All
he knows where
Annette,
she lives.
Calm down. So, okay.
Go.
So here's the deal. When you are about to engage with a neighbor... you are essentially saying in this moment, this relationship as we knew it is over.
It's done.
When I'm going to lay down the law on you, person who lives in super close proximity. Yeah. Like, that's the thing that doesn't happen when you go on a real estate, a tour of a house or of an apartment.
You don't get to
meet the neighbors.
You don't know.
You have to. You kind of need to meet your neighbor.
Yeah,
sure. You got to walk that neighborhood.
Because it doesn't matter how nice your house is. It's like this person is going to be your
Ram,
whole life.
You had a pool party, late night pool party.
Oh,
and didn't you go in with rhetorical questions? Like, weren't you like, this is what we're doing?
Is this what's
like,
happening?
Like, let them.
Where's the woman from two doors down? And she was like, her parents bought her the house. And like, you know, my kids, it's like a school night. And I don't know, it was like a Sunday night. And the party was going on late. And I walk in and people point in the pool. And I go into the pool. And she's in the hot tub, naked with a sailor's hat on. I was like,
what?
That's essentially what this guy came
out to. That's what I walked into.
Right. So I wasn't going to be like, hey, my kids, it's a school night, to a naked woman with a sailor's hat on. We're not going to have a conversation about, hey, can you reasonably.
You were at the party. So you walked into the party.
So I walked,
through a house.
I walked through the outside. The gate was open. I walked through the outside of the backyard. I only hung out. I only swam for 30 minutes.
trying to find her.
I only did 6 cannonballs.
I went back home. I got my special hat. I didn't know it was a hat party.
I led 3 drinking games. I don't understand why everybody.
I did 2 songs of karaoke because, you know what?
I did 6 lines of cocaine. What is
everybody? On my way out, I called the police.
Right.
Why is everybody so upset with me?
You get home. It's actually a good party.
I said, turn it up. Maybe we need to learn how to be more quiet. I told the kids to sleep sounder.
He states that she was continually striking his vehicle, causing damage at the vehicle to that vehicle and another that belonged to another resident. A third vehicle was also damaged, belonging to Mr. Spinetto. These all sound like people on a board game. These are all characters on
Mr.
a board
Spinetto
game.
Mr. Spinetto with clue. The three-foot board on the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Mr. Breakwell believed he was going to be assaulted, but there was no actual assault. That's always true. Well, did it happen or not?
No.
Prosecutor Afsar described the incident as a revenge attack, adding that there was fear caused to Mr. Breakwell. In an interview, she stated that she she just had enough, and she damaged the vehicles belonging to Mr. Breakwell and Mr. Powell. Enter Mr. Powell.
Enter Mr. Powell. First mention.
Sure, yeah. And accidentally damaged the vehicle belonging to Spinetto, which makes me... So she's like, Powell? Yes. Breakwell?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Spinetto? I got no problem with him.
That's on the backswing. That was on the backswing.
That was an accident. You're got excited.
You're collateral damage.
Him
in
and
this
I
fight.
Are good. The court heard that Keeley attacked the cars because she believed they should have been parked in dedicated bays and not outside the flats in Malvern
saying.
Road.
Mm-hmm. She's going to lose her job. She doesn't have a job.
It can't happen.
Barry Newton, that's her lawyer, said this is a neighbor dispute where she has had...
Barry Newton is my favorite kind of fake Newton. I love a good Barry Newton.
It's also a great Kubrick film. This is a neighbor dispute, he said, where she had a little bit too much to drink and lost... I love the downplaying. And lost her temper and taking her anger out on inanimate objects.
Also, the whiskey was first and the wine was second, folks. All right, she's not a lunatic.
Whiskey, then wine.
He added that there were no... allocated spaces, and that Breakwell had been encouraging Spinetto to park in the bay that had been used by Keeley's partner. There's always layers.
Oh, yeah. So now we're getting down
here
to
it.
It.
Here
she
it
parked
is.
There. She doesn't even have a job. Park
her partner's whatever.
Is it fair to say that Breakwell and Spinetto are the new Rizzoli and Isles?
They're the British Rizzoli and Isles.
In a victim personal statement, Breakwell said, I really don't want to live here anymore because of what happened. I just want my windscreen and any damage to be paid for. I'm really concerned about what she will do in terms of repercussions.
This is what Jay said. You're now in a fight with her.
Yeah.
You're now in a fight with
and
her.
And now where you live is unsafe.
That's right. Yeah. Where you live now, it's like when you come out of your place, you're looking over your shoulder.
You put the key in the door and
this
you're
why
like,
I don't
what's
like prank wars because I'm always like, when does it... One like when does it end?
You have to mutually agree that it's going to end.
You need a detente, and then who knows if that's even going to be honored?
All right, let's get out of here.
How many prank wars have you been through?
At least three. And you're like,
Dan,
stop.
It was the great...
And then they're like, you stop. And then you know, kind of, you do know in your heart of hearts, like, you're right. I have to stop.
I have to stop, and I can't stop.
We'll get out of here on this just for fun. How old is Annette Keeley? Picture your
unemployed Annette Keeley.
Unemployed Annette Keeley.
Is that who we're talking about?
UAK.
Uh-huh. I want to believe she's 75.
Okay, you can go for that.
Go for
she
it.
She doesn't have a job, so maybe doesn't have a job means retired.
Retired.
Yeah, okay.
You could say retired.
She's doing wine and whiskey.
We didn't say she's unemployable. We just said she's unemployed.
Right.
Currently without.
Now she is.
Right. Okay, so you're going to go 75?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Jason?
That would be amazing.
I'm going to say she's 38.
38 years old.
38.
Yeah. This is a woman who's lived.
20s, you don't care.
This is a woman who's lived a lot.
Okay.
I say 49.
49?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll get out of story one on this. Because unemployed Annette Keeley is 56 years old.
Oh!
I think it's you, right? But
it's
I like
me.
Where you were going.
75. You were like up there. Yeah. I love it. There you go. Story one down in the books. When we come back, we're going to find out what Kurt Braunohler is doing, where you can see his awesome podcast, Bananas Live, coming up in Denver. We'll give you all that information, plus what we have going on right after this.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into how you can support and see Kurt Braunohler live, want to mention that Dan, do you have any? You have a couple more dates.
There's digital stuff at hubcity.com, bingo, trivia, things like that, and then I'll be announcing dates for July very, very soon. Thank you to everybody who came out: Asheville, Atlanta, Savannah,
fun.
New Orleans, San Antonio.
It's a good
show. It's wonderful to see people out there.
We've got a basket or a
I'm holding stacks. In my hand a stack of Hub City cookies. This is Dan's family's recipe.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
That at three, a bakery, three
best bakery.
Three best bakery. Three best bakery.
In Benton, Arkansas.
That they
I went
are
there.
Making. That they are now making Dan's family
recipe. We have
recipe.
This like five generation family recipe. It doesn't have like measurements. It was very hard to figure out.
Just
my family
it.
Knows how to make it, but uh-huh. to get like teaching a baker how to do it, they're like, well, I need to know.
I need to know how much weed to put
but
in.
But Sue's at Three Best Bakery is amazing, and no she was able to exactly replicate the cookie recipe, and now
so you've tasted
them,
and they taste like home.
Oh, we went through. Yeah, we went through a lot of like trying them out. So
you know what we call that? You know what the Yiddish word for that is? You went. You did a lot of mitching. You mitched it. You
you
were mitching
up a little bit. They're not sugar cookies. I'll throw you one.
Yeah, I want to know one.
He's sitting right here, Dan. Why would you deny him?
You got to get on that.
People, they keep selling out. So usually on Tuesdays, they go on sale. If anybody wants one, I would check on Mondays or Tuesdays at 3bestbakery.com. I guarantee you, you will love these cookies. And if you don't, you're wrong.
And by the way, this bakery is awesome. These women are like listeners of the podcast.
No, it's just Suze. She's doing it all herself.
Suze, Anyway, so we got that. And then, hey, we've got our Patreons, Sklar Brothers. We got the Patreon for Dumb People Town. We give you extra content. Then our patreon.com/Sklar Brothers. We're doing new episodes of Cheap Seats every single month. Plus cheaper seats. And we are putting the finishing touches on the Nosebleeds, which will be out, which is our Cheap Seats reboot for UFC Fight Pass. It's coming out this summer. Six episodes. It's going to be so much fun, and just be on the lookout, you guys. Thank you to those who came out in Seattle. We had great shows. And Portland. Those were just fantastic this last weekend, and we'll let you know what our schedule is coming up. Kurt.
I remember being on Cheap Seats.
Yes, you were.
Maybe 15 years
ago?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got blow darted. I've never been blow darted before. It was great.
So fun. Oh, my God. I love that we used you on that show. We'll figure out a way to use you in this show.
You have Live Bananas coming up.
Yeah. I've got June. When does this come out?
Not sure, but we'll figure
great.
It out.
Next week.
June 7th and 8th. June 3rd and 4th, I'm in Chicago. Mm-hmm. At the Den Theater, just June 7th and 8th. Bananas is in Denver. And then July 14th in Asbury Park, New Jersey, we're having Bananas. And then the Bell House, July 17th.
I love that. I love doing podcasts live there. We have to do it. We're going to look to maybe do it there.
Maybe
in
that
October,
weekend.
Like around October 14th.
October 16th, I think, is the Sunday.
Sometime around there. But Denver, get to these shows because they're at our two favorite clubs there. It's Comedy Works in the Landmark and Comedy Works in the downtown Larimer Square. If you can't catch them downtown, catch the other way, and it's catch them both. That's the beauty of it too. It's like a Grateful
Dead
show.
It's just like a Pokemon.
Catch them all.
I went to a Pokemon event this weekend.
And how'd you do?
My kids are like starting. My eldest is starting to get.
Oh,
into Pokemon.
I lived through that.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
Just people like walking into traffic and off cliffs. Like, I got him. No, he got you.
He kind of got you. Because you're falling 2,000 feet right now.
To not be familiar with it, like, I didn't know it as a child.
Neither did I. Neither did I.
It is so strange, the idea of, like, there's animals, they live in the forest. Sure. You go, you capture them. You force them against their will. But then they become your friends.
That's right.
And then they only can say their own name.
Right.
It's so
And awful. Then you have them fight other animals.
Other animals.
It's like Stockholm Syndrome.
It's like futuristic Japanese cockfighting, and we're all supporting it.
It's very colonial.
It's like Game of Thrones. You get your own reek, and then reek does what you want to do.
That's right.
And then he turns on
you. And then your kids suddenly like, pull into this gas station. I'm like, what? He's like, pull into that bathroom. I'm like, why? He's like, there's a Squirtle in here.
We're
I'm
like, that's a glory hole.
I know what a Squirtle is.
That's a glory hole. That's a different kind of Squirtle.
But
we're getting out of here.
He will evolve into a Venusaur.
A Bulbasaur.
So if we're not lucky. All right.
You want to do a second story?
Let's do a second. Sorry.
Oh, also, I forgot to say this. June 3rd, season 2 of Physical.
Dan's in it.
Yeah.
And Rory. I saw a trailer and you were great in it.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
And can you watch us on this thing that we're hosting? We just got asked.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
This is insane. This last thing
we'll don't even know.
We just got asked. We're going to be hosting the 4th annual Critics' Choice Awards for reality television.
Yep. That's awesome.
So that's, I don't know if it's airing. I'm assuming.
It's like at the Fairmont Hotel.
The Century City Century Plaza Hotel.
That's great.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, like it's like a whole thing, and we're hosting that. So we'll let
you
know.
Wear my tux.
Or I promise we're not having a plug off, but you guys just reminded me of this. And I hope I can
do it.
My God, our fans.
Is it the 16th, Lyssa? Saturday the 18th?
Of June
18th. I am hosting the Red Bull Soapbox Challenge races.
Where?
In Des Moines, Iowa.
No. Get out of here.
Supposed to be like 50,000 people.
What?
And I will be hosting this event of people building their own soapboxes and then racing down a hill.
Adults are doing it?
Oh, yes. I know it's soapbox.
It's like the flu log, like it's with soapbox.
Dan, you better be getting $8 million.
So wait a second. Dan.
I want you to get $8
million. Are these soapbox cars that they put and just.
They ride.
They sit in.
Yes.
We covered this on Cheap Seats. We covered a soapbox race.
I'm hosting it.
Dude,
I cannot
insane.
Wait.
Is it as insane as everyone drunk?
Yeah, there's like a deep incline.
Yeah,
hill.
Come out if you guys. It's going to be
it's
I mean,
like
middle of the country.
Street luge in something that you made that shouldn't be on the street.
Right. And you get judged on like your overall like aesthetic
design,
and
yep.
your design, and then obviously your time and those ramps and
how much you get injured.
I cannot wait to
carpool
do this.
Lane.
So that's in Des Moines, June 18th to the Red Bull. Or if any listeners want to, I think there's still time. You could sign up, and I would love.
One.
Can you imagine a Dumb People Town
oh,
soapbox?
Come on.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Story two.
Ready?
Sent in by whom?
Okay. This was sent in by Derek Shipley at Derek Shipley. That's an R-I-C-K in that
Shipley shipping
and an E-Y in that Shipley.
Love it.
Okay. Brazilian singer Poca hospitalized with. Just here we go. Trapped farts.
Yep.
After being ashamed to let rip in front of her boyfriend.
By
you
the
know
way,
this story?
This is like the sixth story of a woman getting hospitalized for holding
yes.
in their farts around their boyfriend.
There was someone in England. It happened to them. We
happened.
Know that story.
Can I say this about?
This is my first time knowing about.
I would say this to Poca. Poca woman, go.
Just go.
Just
look. We don't need. I don't know where you.
Pokemon go.
I don't know where you guys' stances on this. I am a like.
Let it rip.
No.
Let
opposite.
It. Oh, interesting.
I am a like.
Ask my daughter.
Keep the decorum. It's like, but don't. Yeah. Hurt yourself, just step outside,
step
go in the garage
yeah, go
for
outside.
A second. Step it, you know, if it's early, you know, if it's second, third date, and you're finally at their apartment, go in the bathroom, sit on a rolled up towel, and let her go. But,
sit on a rolled up towel?
No, you got a
Do
muffle.
You roll it this
you
way?
Got,
like it's
no,
like,
you
a
look like a cinnamon
for a gun.
Like a cinnamon bun.
Like a hemorrhoid pillow. Right.
You make a circle with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then
so,
you sit down and
so
go to Rip Town.
I think we could make
Portland.
A lot of money if we created like.
That's
the,
our merch.
The equivalent of like is like
That's
an
our
ass,
merch.
Like an ass. Asshole silencer.
Yeah, an asshole silencer.
Sure. Like that. It's an attachment. Like you put on the gun. It's like pew pew pew. And
really, it's just a straw, guys. That is an asshole silencer.
Wasn't
it's
there
a
an
small
SNL
straw.
Sketch or, so, or a Mr. Show no. sketch or somewhere
an
like when
silencer.
You farted, it would be like it, at a party, it'd be like, I love this party, and it would just say complimentary things about the environment you were in.
Great bean dip.
Oh,
so, they do have man. Little.
Silencers?
They're not silencers.
An air freshener, a filter?
A filter for your butthole. They
wow.
have the they're built into an underwear, and
wow.
you change the filter.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, go to a doctor.
Something's wrong.
Change
your you
diet.
Need a and filter.
Also, change
or,
your diet.
That, you know what? That's
Stop
somebody,
eating the roughage.
That's somebody who's okay with the bees. Like,
that's
you're right. letting too many bad things
that's,
happen.
That's to,
like,
someone who's like a, I'm going to spend my time fixing the symptom.
Yeah, you're a Band-Aid life.
Not the problem.
You live in a Band-Aid life.
Hey, yeah. What were you going to say? Sorry, I didn't
No,
care.
Nothing at
no,
all.
No, you're there.
Okay,
you understand.
There are a number of significant milestones in any relationship. The yeah. first kiss, the first holiday, the first time someone says, I love you, mm-hmm. and then you not saying it back. Mm-hmm. And of course,
I agree.
The first fart. I don't even like this word. Not necessarily in that order. And while it's important to let your guard down and be vulnerable with your significant other, not everyone is as comfortable with letting everything out,
That's
which
right.
can lead to complications down the line. Pun intended.
I mean, like anything, if you keep it in too long, it will cause
yes,
you to get sick.
That goes for emotions.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
All of it.
I dated a woman for 13 years and was never aware of her using the bathroom once.
What?
13.
Did she
years.
Never? She never did use the bathroom.
Were you guys lived next to a gas
I mean, I'm
station?
Assuming she did.
Yeah.
Or just was so, never aware.
Maybe she
never
went in the
aware.
Middle of the night.
I have no. I still
While
to this
you were
day.
Sleeping.
Still to this day, I've Wait, never asked
she
her.
Was
about
never
you
like,
lived together or no?
We lived together.
Oh
for
my
her.
God!
We lived never, together for 9 years.
So she never of, had you pause it for like 10 minutes.
Out of courtesy.
She never was like, I got stormy seas. And I have to go.
She definitely never said she had stormy seas.
Stormy seas.
That's who hooked
I
up.
Use the bathroom.
Isn't that
I got
the hooker who
seas.
Was with Trump?
Yeah, stormy seas.
No. No, but I will do this out of courtesy to my family. If we're all in a hotel room, like staying somewhere.
Lobby.
Go down to the
fitness
lobby.
Center.
I'll just go down the lobby. Because right.
I
like,
don't
want to
hear
what?
About
Why
it.
Why do that?
Why?
No, I'm with you.
I'm
saying.
Like, look, this is our room. It's a sacred space. Mm-hmm. I'll go wreck the lobby.
Let me ask you guys this. I'm not a homeowner. Uh-huh. Crazy that I think about someday owning a home, and I'm fine with a master homeowner shower or like vanity yeah. and sink. I don't need a toilet in my bath. Like,
you don't.
No. Put what? The toilet down the hall.
Down the hall?
Why
do
you
need
a special
why?
Toilet
Do you want
closet?
It underground, yeah.
But why do I need... I want a toilet in my bedroom?
Are you going to soundproof... You know what I mean?
Oh, so you're worried about whoever's in your bedroom hearing
just,
you go to the bathroom?
Just why?
See,
not?
This is... You're my ex-girlfriend.
Go downstairs.
So that's called a one... That's like 90. A one-eighth bath. That's not a one-and-a-half bath. But no, but so...
Fine.
So I, and in my life, this is just courtesy to my wife. I will wait till my son goes to school and I'll use his bathroom.
There you go.
So well, I love it.
That's my way of saying it. I'm going to keep our bathroom sacred for, you know, calmness.
So what this poor woman, this poor woman is holding it in.
But so then what does this say about her boyfriend? Is he so clingy that he's around all the time that she doesn't have 5 minutes to go when he's not there?
Give her space.
Give this woman her space.
But also, I mean, like, it's an amazing level of self-control as well that she has, that she could send herself to the hospital.
Yes.
By whole, like, that's amazing.
Like, if you're a, and she's a parent.
Is this love that I'm feeling?
Like, can't she walk by a construction site? I mean, I'd rather even just get
the dog
objectified while I'm just. I worked at a gas station and I just farted all day long because I was like, this is. I can do that.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Yes. And then maybe that is that. Maybe that is that she knows that when she does fart, it's like.
She sounds like an uncle sneezing. That's intense. That's Stormy Seas.
Let her
go. I understand if anybody turned off.
And when did we Norwegian Cruise Lines?
Sure. This appears to have been what happened to Brazilian singer Polka, who says she was hospitalized after experiencing severe stomach pains. The
what
diagnosis,
kind of music does she sing? Polka?
At Sklar Brothers. It was just an accumulation of trapped farts, she told a sizable Instagram following, which is like vague and
specific. I love
specific
that you can't fart
time.
And that you're going to tell that to your Instagram following.
Let me really, I'm so embarrassed about this. Let me tell 13 million
Vivian
followers.
Vivian Queiroz Pereira, I tried, better known as her stage name Polka, revealed to her. How many followers do you think she has on Instagram?
First off, is it P-O-K-A? Is that how you say Polka?
P-O-C-A-H.
Polka. Okay.
She originally went by Pocahontas, and then I think she got a cease and desist from Disney, which I'm like, they don't own
Pocahontas.
Right.
Oh my God, imagine. I bet you they do.
I wonder if they do.
I'm sure they did everything to own it so that you can't be. So
okay, her sizable Instagram
following. I'm going to say 1.2 million.
Okay. Jason?
I'm going to say like 3 million.
Okay.
492,000.
15.7 million followers.
What? So I even as joking before said 15 million people. She's cool with telling 15 million people that she's been holding
it
in.
She's okay holding it in.
She can't tell the one man in
her
life.
You can't tell the one guy. I love that. Oh my God. So now you're basically telling this guy that like you don't have.
Well, at this point, they had to go to the hospital. She said that she had been too embarrassed to let it rip in front of her partner, Ronan Souza, which eventually caused her severe pain in her abdomen.
Wow.
The woman shared a series of videos.
All the good work Ronan Souza did, the investigative journalism, was amazing.
She shared a series of videos of herself in the hospital. So again, she doesn't want to talk to her boyfriend about I need to fart, but she'll break all her own HIPAA laws.
And did you guys know about there's the other story about the exact opposite of this, which was
ripped it too much?
The 90-day fiancé woman who was selling her farts in jars.
We talked about
it. $1,000. Yeah, so look at on either side.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of fart stuff.
Either way, you're going to get content out of it.
She reassured her fans that she's now fine, in quotes, following the ordeal.
Thank God.
I woke up at 5:30 in the morning. What were you going to say, Ray?
I was just walking around going, something's amiss.
Yeah.
Until she said
amiss?
She's fine.
I woke up at 5:30 a.m. with severe stomach pains and ended up in the hospital. But that's it, guys. I'm now fine, just an accumulation of trapped farts. Polka also urged her fan base not to make the same mistakes she did. Girls.
That's what this
why
is
not?
About.
Also, boys.
Boys, too.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy, because what's really embarrassing is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort, which means she also her stomach hurt and she wouldn't go to another
room.
Go to the other room.
Well, she couldn't
also,
go to the other room
to
she
fart.
Couldn't go to the other room because there were 120,000 bees. Why?
She said,
denial.
Now I had to make him go to the hospital with me. From now on, I'm letting them rip, guys. I hope he was like, I want to break up.
Yeah, he's like, he's like, from now on, I'm letting him rip. He was like, I'll take you to the hospital. I'll take care of you. He's standing by his head. She's like, from now on, I'm letting him rip. And he's like,
Polka went on to.
He's just not that into you anymore.
Yeah. Polka went on to blame TikTok.
TikTok.
That advised her to ignore the stomach pains. Don't.
Listen.
Look.
Medical advice from TikTok.
TikTok is like a notch above WebMD.
You want to take design advice, hiking advice, vacation advice?
Yeah.
Maybe pool, like pool floaties.
There's a lot of great things on TikTok. Yeah. But telling that letting TikTok want to tell you you're fine is not okay.
No, you're not fine.
Which led, she said, to her undergoing several tests to determine the source of her discomfort.
Can you imagine if that's your job as a doctor? Let me run you through the battery of trapped fart tests here.
An article for the...
Just squeezing.
tickling her.
An article for the
conversation.
They put
like a bouquet of roses by her asshole, no. And they just go down. Yep, that's what it was.
Classic Pepe Le Pew tests.
The conversation by Claire Collins, a professor of nutrition and dietetics.
A professor. A yeah. professor had to be consulted yeah. for yeah. the story.
The University of Newcastle reiterates.
This is what she's published on.
Cutting the cheese is almost always preferable to holding it in. Holding in gas can lead up to a buildup of pressure, which causes discomfort.
Thank you.
A buildup of intestinal gas can trigger abdominal distension, with some gas reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled through your breath.
Wow.
If you keep it in, it's going to find another way out.
I prefer to do my own research. Sure. How many people are going to say that?
Holding in flatulent for too long means a buildup of intestinal gas, which will eventually escape via an uncontrollable fart. We'll get out of here in this. Mm-mm. On average,
how many
people
die?
Break wind how many times a day?
How many Ooh. Times a day?
On average.
Ooh, I like this.
Kurt, you can go last if you want.
I'm going to go last.
Okay, what do you want?
I'm going to say 10 times a day.
10.
Okay. 22 times a day.
10. 22.
22.
Mm-hmm.
30.
Mm-hmm. We'll get out of story two here.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little taste of it? We'll get out of it. Let's get this. And then
on average, people break wind 14 times a
day. Wow. Oh, yes. Yay. We were right
14.
There.
14.
I'm 30. I'm doing 30.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got stormy seas.
You're not Polka. All right, there you go. That's story number two. Dan, give us a little teaser of story number three.
We had things stolen from a construction site.
There you go. Always. Maybe it's a 3-foot wood thing to hit cars with. We don't know. And for our Patreon fans, we're going to do a little.
We're going to ask Kurt Braunholer what's, in his mind, one of the dumbest stories he's ever covered on his show, Bananas. And he'll have to share that with us.
He'll dig into
it. Which will be another reason for you.
Another reason it'll be your doorway into now following his podcast. All that is coming up after the break. This is Dumb People Town.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
Ready? This was sent in by Adam Reyna at Wayne Adam. Adam's a great guy. I met him doing a live pen pals in Dallas back in like 2018, 2019.
Nice, dude.
Okay, here we go. Headline is Priceless Items Stolen from Construction Trailer.
Okay.
What is priceless that you're like, I got to take this?
Where should we put this? Where should we put this Van Gogh?
Honey, I don't know. Throw it in the construction trailer. Hey, where are the Dead Sea Scrolls? They're in that construction
trailer. Underneath some boards and shit.
Mm-hmm. A man returned. Yeah, also like, I understand you have to set up your little office every time you're there, but the idea that you're like, I need this on the work site.
Yeah.
And it's priceless to me.
Priceless. Mm-mm. Where's the Steuben crystal bowl? Oh, it's next to my Thimpk paperweight in the construction trailer.
Where's my signed Michael Jordan's high school jersey? Where did you leave it? In my construction trailer.
I don't. It was draped
Here's the
over
hard hats. Here's my caution vest.
Draped over a filing cabinet. Where else would I put it?
Like, what a kind of dumb question is that?
I'm still hooked on the Thimpk. I've never seen that. It made me think through it. To be like, what is he saying?
THIMK. Don't rush me. I'm making mistakes
as fast as I can.
Where is my sign?
Where's that next? It's next to
the best sign ever in our uncle's print shop.
Yep,
it's the greatest. Three things. You can get it.
Good, fast, or cheap. Pick two.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's good and fast. Yep. It's not going to be cheap. If it's good and cheap, it's not going to be fast. Cheap and fast, it's not going to
be good.
A man returned to his construction trailer Monday morning to find a bottle of whiskey and a autographed Hooters calendar had been stolen.
How valuable is that?
Priceless.
I feel like we could put a price on both of these things.
Priceless. She's dead. She's dead.
Do you know the price?
She signed that right before she died.
She made the bottle of whiskey by hand. It was not purchased from a store.
She forged it between her Hooters.
The crazy thing about this to me is I've been making this joke, I'm not shitting you, probably for 20 years, mm-hmm. that I go, I don't like strip clubs. I'm not a fan of it. It's not my thing. I just, there's always it's always like a sadness for them, unless I'm in like Portland, which you're just in a bar anyway.
Yeah.
It's just a bar. And I always, one of the things I always say when I'm saying this to people is I go, it's just more chill. It's an actual atmosphere of like, let's just have a drink. It's not the like seediness, grossness. There's agency to it. It feels healthy. It feels fine. And I go, You just don't have like some guy in the corner asking women to sign his Hooters calendar. And then when I saw this story, I was like
oh my God.
And it comes from being in Rockford, Illinois so many years ago and seeing a guy who had a Hooters calendar that he bought and he was having the waitresses sign where their birthdays were. None of them are in the calendar.
No.
He just wants them to sign where their birthdays are.
It's like having a policeman sign a fireman's
calendar. Right. I'm like, I was hoping.
It's like they both kind of, they're both first responders.
Same field.
I mean.
Serve the community.
A Hooters waitress and a stripper, they're both kind of first responders. To loneliness.
To loneliness. To loneliness. That's true. Okay. He returns to find the bottle of whiskey and an autographed Hooters calendar had been stolen, according to a report from the Denton Police Department. The man said he had last been in the trailer located at the 1900 block of A Palace Drive, add that to the Dumb People Town walking tour, around 5 p.m. Friday. Just say when I got off work. And returned early Monday morning to find a window smashed. Inside, the man told police the whiskey and the, quote, priceless calendar.
It's priceless to who?
And several bottles of Gatorade.
There it is. There it is.
And that is priceless.
This is how you know him. This is how you know him.
I mean,
him right
can
there.
You put a price tag on several bottles of Gatorade?
I mean, I don't even know how many they were. And they were warm and they were covered in dust.
It was a number. Also, the guy who broke in there, he made out. What was he expecting in
whiskey,
there?
Whiskey, calendar, really and Gatorade. Hangover stuff for the next morning.
Ready to go.
Yes.
He's going to need those electrolytes when he's done with that calendar.
He also reported a second break-in at another trailer on the construction site, which had broken glass and a missing key, the report said. The man told officers he would check surveillance video to see if footage of the incident was captured. Look at that first before you call the cops.
Before
probably
you call the cops.
Yeah.
You know exactly who this is.
And also, they're useless. You have a picture of the person who robbed you, and the cops are like, well, I don't know him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Go for it.
It's a useless thing to have.
Dan, I think it was an inside job.
He valued the repair and replacement at $600. Just for fun, we'll end it on here.
$600. The priceless
Well, that's the repair and replacement. How much do you think he valued the cost of the whiskey at? There's no price for the goddamn Hooters calendar.
The Hooters calendar, it'll never happen again.
What did he... Whiskey
cost, just for fun?
I mean, the most, I think...
You know the calendar's priceless.
We know that's priceless. So he
really values several bottles of Gatorade. So somewhere in between
there is the whiskey.
All right, $60.
Okay.
Jay, what do you think? $240.
$240.
It's like he's going to say this was like some Japanese.
$49.99. To the penny.
To the goddamn penny.
Wonderful having you here today, Kurt.
Yes.
We'll close it out on this and we'll say our goodbyes. The cost of the whiskey is valued, according to this Hooters man fan, $65.
Yeah, Kurt, you knew it. Nice to go out on top, boys.
65. It's a great way to go out on top.
Like a dolphin in a house.
The podcast.
And if you don't know what that means you're not a member of our Patreon.
Join the Patreon and find out what that means. Kurt Bronneler, amazing. Follow him on all social media.
Check out Bananas.
Go see it live and all that stuff. And we love you guys. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.